sensation has just felt all over my body. For I, being a humble porter, was standing outside and saw nary a soul, until such moment as I did feel within my bosom some disturbance. And I do see, in the dark cloudy night, there is a vision of a man. This apparition approaches, and yet he be not an ordinary man. Thou there, thou apparition, speak. If thou hast a tongue, then use it. Identify thyself.
I am but a traveler from the village next to this one. I wish to find my these ancestors of my wife.
Thou dost speak in strange tongues, and thou dost come from a strange village. I have been to that village, and yet nary have I seen a man like thee. And yet so be it. I welcome thee as a good porter who must welcome all who approach my building. And yet you ask strange questions. What be this wife's ancestor you seek?
Her great-great-great-great-grandfather buried this incredible treasure, I was told. You must have heard of it. It's everybody knows about this.
It's as true as a child I was told of the legend. The legend of the great buried treasure that was never found, and would never be found for 400 more years, they said. 'Tis true, and yet is not known where be the location of this treasure. Thou dost ask difficult questions.
You must know somebody who has more information about this, some village witch, or...
'Tis true, it is said, that through yonder thick woods, none shall go through the woods, but if one doth, 'tis said there be a clearing through the woods, and through that clearing 'tis said there be a strange old woman, and 'tis said this woman doth speak in tongues, and yet doth know things that no other man doth know.
That sounds like exactly the person I mean.
I fare thee well. I shall continue to guard the door of this building.
You are doing set. I'm so impressed. I've never seen a porter like you.
I am the best porter in all the land.
What do I see standing by the tree? Speak to me!
Fair maiden.
Thou art most kind to call me fair, but of course, being stern, I do not care.
I look for someone who has great knowledge about the mystery of the buried chest.
Speak thou of the legendary chest! None know it, yet I know it best. Would thou ask me the question right? You can find it, oh, tonight!
It's a little difficult to know exactly what you want me to ask, but I will do my best. The treasure is in a big chest. Which direction must I go to their arrest?
Thou dost speak most cleverly! Thou hast indeed thought of the correct question! So shall I direct thee in the correct direction, for thou wilt go in that direction, upon my direction, there shall ye find the chest!
In that direction.
Yes! And yet it be not near, it be far! Thou must go over that hill! Upon reaching the other side of the hill, thou must turn to the right and cross the mightiest oak tree in all the land. Once thou cross the oak tree, thou shalt find a mean old man. This man be the man who, 'tis said, guards the chest.
Crossing the oak tree, has fallen over a river, am I to understand?
Sure, let's go with that!
You've been most kind.
So they tell me!
Stop there! Come not a moment further, for this is my land, I let none pass.
I'm not disputing, this is your land. not at all disputing.
Dost thou insult me, villain?
No insult intended whatsoever.
That was the right answer. What wishes thee? Speak!
The fair maidenish witch that is village said to come here and speak to you about the chest that is buried somewhere.
That woman is always sending strange creatures my way. She is most annoying. One day I will deal with her properly. And yet for now you be here. Thou hast arrived. Thou seekest the chest, dost thou?
I certainly did.
Many have sought the chest. Wherefore should thou have it when none other do have it?
It belongs to me. It's my wife's ancestor buried the chest.
Thou dost make a convincing family tree argument. Very well. Since I am mean and horrible but also fair, I shall allow thee the chest. But first, thou must do something for me.
Yes?
Thou must do a song and dance routine. If it be sufficiently amusing, then the chest shall I give thee. Fortunately, I have a jukebox.
So, what is the name of the guy who has the chest? He's the one who knows it best. And I hope so, because I need a rest.
As a friend, and so he may have the chest. Indeed, it's right under that leaf. I was there the whole time. I leave it there because I enjoy a sense of irony. Now that thou hast the chest, wilt thou return to thy own village?
Yes, I'll get back to my own village. Yes.
So shall we, and yet the chest be heavy and be laden with jewels. Art thou sure that thou art worthy of all these jewels?
Certainly.
All right, that's good enough for me. All right, fairly well, good sir. Thou shalt go on, and I shall need to find a new profession, for I have no more chests to guard. And yet we can see, when we look back upon this tale, of one man who did from the future come, and did seek out his wife's ancestral chest, and did find it with a song and dance. And let this be a lesson to all of you kids of the importance of learning the arts. Thank you very much.